Mojo, do you know which direction Claudine and Andola were headed?
Yeah, I saw them walking off into the trees over there.
Well, I suppose we could give ourselves our own little tour of the
Well, as the good captain might say, get some tight.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Now...
wait a minute.
Gesundheit to you, too.
Man, there's a lot of pollen in the air.
I didn't notice any before.
Yeah, and it seemed a lot more clear, too.
Yeah, now it's the way the air used to be in L.A. Yellow, green, and that lovely brown.
Pollen pollution?
I guess...
Sit tight. Oh, man. Now my eyes are watering.
Oh, come on. Let's move to where we can find some clean air.
You know, it's like every plant around here had decided to let out a poo-poo cushion full of pollen.
Yeah, my eyes are watering, too.
Man, this stuff is making everything blurry.
Mojo, are you feeling disoriented?
Either that, or the horizon is tilting. Hey, look over there. Andola's coming back.
Yeah, but she's alone. Andola, where is Claudine?
She is resting.
Well, that's nice, but where is she?
She is resting.
Resting where?
She is resting below.
Below what?
I will show you.
Andola, are you changing colors?
Colors changing?
Your leaves were green. But now they're red.
Maybe she's blushing.
And now your leaves are turning lavender.
Andola, have you ever heard Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
Lucy in the Sky?
Yeah, with tangerine trees and marmalade skies.
Andola, are you the girl with kaleidoscope eyes?
I do not know.
Mojo... We're hallucinating.
Ooh-wee. That pollen is potent.
Andola, why are your eyes the size of spinning saucers?
Herr Flanders!
Whoa!
It is our captain, Mr. Zeppi.
Herr Flanders, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, Herr Zeppi.
This is Captain von Baumbaum.
Baumbaum.
What is that mist we are seeing?
Mist? Where?
It is all around you.
Captain, these plants have been poo-pooing pollen.
Pollen? How strange.
We thought so, too.
The mist is only where you are standing.
Yeah, we know. Among the tangerine skies and the marmalade trees.
What are you talking about?
Oh, never mind.
Where's Claudine?
We're on our way to join her.
Flanders, find her, then return immediately to the Illuminato.
What's the hurry, Captain?
You have intruded into the world of the mad botanist.
By the looks of it, he's pretty dead, Captain.
No, no. He lives on in his creation. They're all around you. The entire island is his laboratory.
But, Captain, we haven't been threatened in any way.
No. You do not understand. You are the threat.
What do you mean?
You are an invasive species.
Oh.
Now that don't sound good.
I do not have time to explain. Find Claudine and get out of there.
Well, whatever you say. Ciao.
Oh, man. I hope they don't have no giant Venus flytraps lurking around here.
Andola, where is Claudine?
Claudine is resting.
I know. Just take us there.
Claudine is there.
Mojo. Where is she pointing?
It looks like she's pointing under the ground.
Henrik, what do you mean by an invasive species?
Contessa, when a plant is eaten by an animal, it will send out a message. So other plants can chemically change themselves to be less attractive, less tasty, or even poisonous.
So plants defend themselves against predators. And they can communicate amongst themselves?
Oh, yes. Not only can plants communicate with each other and with insects by coded gas exhalations, Dr. von Falkenstein believed that plants can perform Euclidean geometry, calculations through cellular computations, and even remember the tiniest transgression for months.
But Mojo and Jack, what have they done to offend the plant creatures?
Oh, I ordered them to enter the stupa. It's a sacred temple. It's a shrine to the mad botanist.
And the plants, they know this?
Oh, yes. When Flanders opened the sarcophagus that held the remains of Dr. von Falkenstein, the plants could sense this. And now they are seen as threat.
Well, we must remove the three of them from the island immediately.
I agree. As soon as they find the Fräulein.
Well, can't you not send someone down to help?
If I had a gas mask, yeah, I would go myself. But the plants are spewing clouds of pollen, perhaps chemical poisons. Until we know more, it is too dangerous.
Jack and Mojo follow the mechanical plant woman as she descends the steps down beneath the ground.
Where is she taking us?
I knew we shouldn't enter that stupa. Man, I never signed up to be no invasive species.
Well, I guess it comes with the territory, huh?
Andola, we're not predators. We're tourists. We stopped by because we were curious.
You were curious?
We were flying over and I wondered if anybody was down here.
We come in peace.
Listen. You can talk to the plants around here, just tell them we're cool.
You are cool.
He means put in a good word for us, huh?
What is a good word?
A good word is saying we mean no harm, and that's the truth.
Andola, where are you taking us?
Maybe she's taking us to the plant tribunal.
If that's the case, I want my lawyer.
If the judge is a plant, I think you need a geranium.
Why a geranium?
They'll know how to represent you.
They understand plant law?
Oh, yeah. Geraniums are solid and sensible. My grandma used to talk to them all the time.
Yeah, I bet. Did they answer?
Oh, they were good listeners.
Mojo, you know, I think I'll defend myself.
No. You don't want to do that. If you go up against some smart prosecutor plant, you get your leaf stripped, your stem snapped, and his initials carved in your bark, you know what I mean? When you need good legal representation, go for a geranium. Trust me.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
I think we've been taken down to the dungeons.
Andola, is Claudine down here?
You are not here because of Claudine.
Now, wait a minute. Why are we here?
You are here for penance.
Uh-oh, that does not sound good.
Andola, we are not going one step further. Mojo, come on, let's get out of here.
Do not leave.
Look, we'll find Claudine on our own.
You must serve your penance.
Not today. No thanks.
What in the world does a plant woman know about penance?
Well, who knows? And I don't want to find out.
Captain? Hello? Are you there?
Mojo, have you found Claudine?
No, not yet. And things are getting a little less friendly down here.
Oh, is that you, Flanders?
Yeah, these trees, they're puffing out clouds of pollen.
Oh, breathe as little as possible. Use your handkerchiefs. Return to the ship immediately.
We haven't found Claudine.
She has done nothing to offend. You are the ones who have desecrated their sacred shrine. Save yourselves now while you can.
I'll get back to you.
Mojo. Were we just in a dungeon?
We were following Andola.
Yeah, I don't see the door anymore.
Well, it's probably ground cover.
What?
Yeah, you know, plants growing on the ground, ground cover. They just covered it.
Get sun tight.
You could say that again.
Get sun tight. Listen, the captain wants us to return to the ship.
What? And leave Claudine?
Well, no, he wants us to save ourselves so we can figure out how to save Claudine.
Mojo, is the horizon changing again?
I think it's happening inside our heads.
I can't leave Claudine.
We're not leaving, but we've got to retreat and regroup.
Mojo?
Oh, God. You comes the Iron Maiden.
Herr Flanders?
Where did she get that?
She probably heard the captain.
Yeah, you're right. We need an overview. And the best place for that is back on the Zeppelin.
It is time for penance.
Why is she so obsessed with penance? She's like some crazy nun.
Well, maybe the mad botanist was a religious.
Plants don't sin. Neither do machines. It's so totally out of character.
Okay, Jack, now listen to me. We gotta get back to the Zeppelin. We're gonna have to pass through a grove of trees. And they just happen to be blooming.
Yeah, well, they are pretty, aren't they?
It's not that. Can you hold your breath long enough to make it to the top of that hill?
Why has Andola stopped?
Hamojo!
Captain, send that basket down. We're on our way.
A wise decision.
Jack, come on. Let's hoof it up there and catch the wicker elevator.
Yeah, but what if they take Claudine as a hostage?
Well, we'll give them you in exchange. Come on.
All right. Fair enough.
Oh, man. Do you see that up there?
Oh, good Lord. The trees are sending out clouds of yellow pollen.
Oh, man. They were waiting for us.
The captain is lowering the basket.
These grasses are a lot slicker going up than they were when we were coming down.
I know. It's really difficult getting traction.
Look back there. Andola is waiting for us to come sliding back down the hill.
When Jack and Mojo reach the top of the knoll, they suck in their breath and make a dash through the grove thick with clouds of drifting pollen.
I can't believe we're being outwitted by a plant. Did the mad botanist create some kind of super intelligent telepathic hybrid?
If all these plants talk to each other, can they read each other's thoughts? What about Andola?
I cannot read your thoughts.
You can't?
No, but I can hear them.
They're so thick with pollen. I can't see where I'm going. I have to breathe.
You are going to sneeze, Herr Flanders.
Oh, God, I'm going to sneeze.
Achoo. Gesundheit.
Oh, thank you. Wait a minute. What are you doing in my head?
Gesundheit.
Jack, over here.
Where are you?
Herr Flanders. In the basket. Hurry, Flanders. Hurry.
Over here, Jack.
Hurry, Herr Flanders.
Come on. Climb in. Hoist us up, Captain.
Yeah. Hold on.
I can barely see.
Jack, you're so covered with yellow pollen, you look like a big teddy bear.
Man. Oh,
fresh air.
Oh, boy. Mojo, did you just say, oh boy?
No, not me.
Oh.